Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As well as ZZ Top bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Rick Newman's our guest. He's the author of Rebounders. He's columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's finance.yahoo.com. Please check that out when you get a chance and see all the things, all the prolific writing and coverage that Rick produces every week. He's a very impressive thinker and writer and one of our good friends. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Okay, you wrote about crony capitalism lately. We hear about that a lot. We have heard about it over the years. Tell the audience what that means.
Basically, capitalists buddy up with the people who make the laws and rules, and together they run everything. And that's basically that's close to the kind of system we have now, I'm sorry to say.
Well, the definition that of what you just described is crony capitalism, but there's another word for it that's even more hateful, and that's oligarchy.
That's right, where the rich people basically have the power to, even in a democracy, basically have the power to get rules made and laws made that favor them.
Yeah.
And there are exceptions to this. It's not like this across the board, but for the most part, the business lobby, the big business lobby, I guess I should say, and Wall Street get what they want, and that's not going to change. Some people have said, the fact that this guy, Eric Cantor, number two, House Republican, lost his primary election last week shows that voters are just repudiating this idea of crony capitalism because he was considered a top crony capitalist,
I guess
crony of the capitalists, if you will, on Capitol Hill. I don't think there's anything to that at all. He seems to have lost for basic political reasons. He just was not paying attention to the voters in his district.
However, on the news of his loss, Boeing stock dropped a couple of points.
That's right. There was some fear. No one understood why the guy lost in the first couple of days.
Yeah.
And that was the fear that, oh, my God, the people are taking back the people's house. I'm afraid that's not what's happening.
So you don't think this has Tea Party legs, life and life? You don't think this is – this guy is – go ahead.
I think the Tea Party is a different phenomenon, and for as long as the Tea Party has been active, it has definitely had an influence on politics, but I don't think you can say there's any evidence at all that during the time of the Tea Party, business has become less influential in Washington. If anything, it's becoming more influential, plus we've had two Supreme Court decisions over the last couple of years that have increased the amount of money that big, rich donors can give to candidates. And that's how you get your way. You buy the candidates, and then you have favored those are your cronies. You put them there because you gave them all the money, and they help you out when you need them to.
And if it would be interesting, and I'm sure somebody's done this, Rick. You may know somebody who has. It'd be interesting over the last 30 years to sort of build a matrix around all the members of people who've come to Congress. And what their net worth was when they came, and what their net worth was when they left.
Well, the way you want to measure that is what's their net worth 3 years after they left, because
that's a good point.
I'll give you one idea. So I did a little bit of analysis. Eric Cantor's biggest donor was Goldman Sachs, and you kind of wonder to yourself, well, wait a minute, he's from a rural tobacco district near Richmond. What does Goldman Sachs have to do with that? Well, he helped usher through a lot of rules Goldman Sachs favors. And you say, oh my God, well, Goldman Sachs is going to, now they've lost this, this guy they can really count on. Well, Goldman Sachs has given money to more than half of the members of Congress. And they've spread it around among Republicans and Democrats, and they've given a lot to other people in leadership, both Democrat and Republican.
That's what oligarchies do, folks. That's what oligarchs do.
That's what they do.
Isn't this the one of the biggest threats to our nation, this oligarchy scenario, this crony capitalism? Isn't it one of the biggest threats to our country, Rick?
You know, I'm not a declinist, one of the people who says America's best days are behind it, and it's just pain and damnation in the future. But yes, I mean, there's too much money in politics. That's the basic problem. There are now some political scientists who are starting to do, academic research saying, we can show you that ordinary voters have less and less influence, and wealthy donors rather than voters have more and more. Yeah. And, what happens in situations like this is not much changes until there is a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And if we hit a crisis, that could be a catalyst for change. However, there's no crisis of this sort on the horizon. People are not angry enough yet.
Yeah. Well said, and well done, Rick. Thanks for being here. Good job this week. And
thanks for having me, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.